Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, oh, Judy.
Hello.
We're starting quiet. We're starting like little mice. Listen, do you know what episode number this is?
Oh, it's a lot.
That's what it's called.
It's a fucking lot.
It's episode 274.
Jesus, how have
I know?
How have we been doing as many
I don't
as
know.
That?
How have we got away with it? Why hasn't anybody stopped us?
Well,
is this legal?
They might try now you give them that idea. Droning on. Here we are again.
God, oh dear. I think people just, it's like relatives that they feel like they have a duty to allow into the house once a week, even though they don't really want them.
Now stop that. Come on, don't do that.
We're great. We're great. People have said
we're great.
I know they have. We've got email proof. And I tell you what, Bold Beans have said thank you.
Have they?
Yeah.
Have they really?
Yeah, Judith, they have.
Oh, I noticed that.
They've got
when
in touch
that?
To say thank you. And I think there might be a jar of beans in the post.
Oh, I hope so. Possibly.
Let's not push.
No.
It's ugly pushing, but we really love that.
I'm buying them.
Well, I know.
Yeah,
me too.
I've been buying them for a while. I think it was me that saw them first, actually.
Oh, okay, was it? So it was you, actually. It was you before Dragon's Den, was it?
Well, Dragon's Den was recorded way before I bought them in Waitrose, wasn't it? But before it aired, yes.
Possibly. But anyway, listen, let's get back to us.
As ever. Oh, have you gone?
No, I'm listening because we've got notes in front of us and you've got the first chunks. I'm just waiting. I'm being polite.
Sorry.
And it starts with, this is the start of a conversation. Is it a starter or is it a stopper? But you have written in your notes, scaffolding still up.
I know. And as I'm looking at it on the screen, I'm thinking this is a potential, isn't it, really? But you know what? It's been up for bleeding weeks because we have the thatch done. And it's like now I'm so used to it. I could walk around the poles in my sleep now with the bin. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's a bit, I feel it's coming down on Saturday. And I've had this kind of deadline to get everything done up there that I'm never going to be able to do again. Like cleaning the windows properly, you know. And now don't you go on me. And there's a few gutters you can't reach and bits and pieces like that.
So basically you are utilising their ladder.
Of course. And it's fucking perilous.
This is a bit insane, Judith.
Well, I know. And I've got to go up there again before it comes down on Saturday. And I'm already thinking, Judith, do not go up carrying the bucket because I've been very, very tempted. Do you know what I mean?
Do you mean a window cleaning bucket?
Just a bucket. I've needed a bucket when I've been up there several times. And I've been very tempted to think, well, it's okay. I could just put it on my arm and go because it's quite a steep rake. Okay. You know, it's a steeple and it's
How many steps?
Well, a lot. I mean, certainly 15 plus. It's a big ladder and it goes up to this quite exciting sort of wraparound balcony. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. So it's got the planks down. So it's scaffolding.
Of course.
It's got the planks down. So you hop up onto the balcony.
Yes, and that's the tricky thing. You go up and I go into this sort of trance and I go, right, Judith, concentrate.
Yeah.
One arm, you know, I really concentrate. And then you get to that bit where you have to take your leg off and you go on to, and then you move your arms. And it's at that point when I can visualise myself on the floor, in a casualty thing, you know, I'm down there, everyone's splat. Gone out.
Yeah. Well, you must never, ever go up a ladder without anybody in the house. You must always have your phone in your pocket.
Yes, I've got that. I've got my bum bag, which has become, my scaffolding thing and all of that. And so far, I have not gone up with the bucket, but I've been very tempted because what happens is you have to go in the house all the way to the other end of the house because there's only one window that opens big enough to get
the bucket onto the balcony, the walk around plank balcony and then fetch it?
Yes, you can, but you have to keep going up through the house, you see, so it is very time-consuming.
Oh, I
Particularly if you forget something, because you go up there and you think, I've forgotten the bleeding rag that I need to do, whatever, or I've forgotten the fucking brush.
Yeah,
do you know what?
Yeah.
I'm starting to bore.
Yeah, I just there was a second there where I thought this was interesting and is suddenly not, just suddenly not interesting at all. But I can visualise it very well because, of course, we won't talk about scaffolding all this episode. But you know, I've had the house build going on next door now since, coming up for a year maybe. I don't know. And they have scaffolding poles on our property. You know that they're in our garden.
Do they?
We have been so accommodating.
Well, you're going to want to get some of those favours back, aren't you?
Well, I mean, bloody hell. Because this is what you and I, we're scheming old bitches, really. You're just thinking, well, I'm just knocking up some points here.
You are collecting points every
single week. And we're looking after a small tree of theirs in a pot. They'll be lucky to
get that. Oh, my God. I could visualise it now. If I was going to visualise this concept, it would be, you know, like on those slot machines when you win the jackpot, it would be whizzing round. Like, you're into, like... telephone numbers of house points, aren't you? Really?
Yeah, and then it's like winning tokens. I've never been to one of those sort of like holiday parks, but you win tokens and you cash them all in at the
cash
end.
Cash them all in. What are you going to cash them in for?
The tree. And once, right, the woman that's going to live there, she made Jeff some brownies and he said they were the best brownies he's ever had in his life. I said, what, even better than Judith's? He said, Judith hasn't made me brownies yet.
Actually, I think he might be right.
Yeah,
mine's a good response.
Christmas cakes.
Yes, I have. Cheese straws. But not yet.
So anyway, that's what's going on there. And then next in your notes, you said, I'd really like to live in a flat with a wraparound balcony next. That's what you said.
Yes, I did. Because that's what I've realised is how lovely is that. Do you know, we've got some friends that sold the house in... not as posh as Islington, but somewhere near there. And they bought this
Hackney.
I don't know. I don't know about London.
No, Hackney's so gentrified now. There was a time when it was cheap. That's where they all want to live now. Haggerston, Hackney, Shadwell, East London. You don't want... West is so out these days.
Is it? I'd go West if I had the money.
Oh, no, nobody wants to live in Fulham.
Really?
The only people that live in Fulham... Oh, no, no. It's really uncool. Anyway...
But they bought a
cow
place.
Because I've got an SE... I've got a Southeast postcode. Anyway, go on. So you're up on the balcony. You fucking love it because it gives you a nosy, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, do you know what? I mean, God, do I have a good view into next door's bedrooms or what? I mean, I've not, you know what I mean. But
is it a sun trap as well?
It's a sun trap. You get a
Why
nice
don't you
view
get a little wraparound balcony built?
Well, you know, I don't think it's not occurred to me, but I think an apartment, because I'm calling it an apartment with a wraparound balcony would suit me down to the ground.
Well, that means coming back into the city. You don't get them in the countryside.
That would be my problem, because as you pointed out in our very good live show, I am a bit crap on buses and on London tubes.
You're a menace on public transport, really. Yeah. And I know you're not a big fan of sort of living on a busy main road like I do, but to be quite honest, the best thing about this house is the bus route. Do you know why? Do you know why? Because no. I'm why? Such a fucking lazy cow. So I was swearing a lot. Quite unnecessarily, today, but I've got low-level rage, which we'll talk about in Hypochondriacs Corner. So, you know, I have Arlo on a Tuesday. We'll talk about the kids later. But this is why the house is so perfectly situated. And I really, really don't ever want to move. So, you know, like after lunch, they need a nap.
They need a nap. Well, you need a rest. Yeah, they need a nap.
Absolutely. Yeah. They suddenly become really kind of daft. And... And I think, hold on, I've done whippersnappers. We've been to the park. It's been pissing down and everything's damp. I don't want to go for another walk. Can't be bothered. So I basically lever into his stroller, you know, the cheap stroller. You know, I have to elbow him in.
Yes.
I box him into his stroller.
Tuck him in with something.
Yeah, and he exhausts himself by doing the wriggling and shrieking and all that kind of thing. But I get him in and then across the road, I get on the bus. And I just travel on the bus until he falls asleep.
That is a stroke of genius.
I tell you, on Tuesday, he was asleep before we'd done a single stop. And then I get off the bus, I cross over the road. And, you know, because there's three buses come by my house. It's only ever more, you know, never more than a 7-minute wait. Never more than that. So I just wait for a bus, come back. Dumping them in the hallway. And does he stay awake? Your uncle.
Does he stay awake for a bit? Do you have to decant him?
No, he's asleep.
No, I know he is. But do you decant him asleep? Or do you
I leave him in his buggy.
In the buggy. I must say, the idea of... do you know, that's genius. Especially with the bus pass. That's bloody genius.
I do, and it's nothing because I've got my over 60s Oyster card.
Exactly.
It costs me nothing. If I was having to pay, it might be sort of £4 or something. Mm. I'd have to weigh that up. But there we go. I've had a really dull week. I really have had a dull week. I've just been waiting for Jeff to get better. So much tray work, Judith. So much tray work. No, he's up now. He's lost a lot of weight.
Has he?
Yes.
Bloody hell, no, that appetite. Is it? Has he not been taking him up ice cream and bits of things like that?
He's been off dairy. Tragic lolly, as you called them last night. First one in a week.
That is poorly.
Jeff. Because he had this chest infection and I think the antibiotics made him nauseous.
Gosh.
So he's gone all sort of slightly, skinny. Not spelt, you know. No, not skinny. I'd have to fatten him up. I'd have to chain him up in a cage and fatten him up. You know what I feel? I like a chunky bloke. I want it. You know, he could still sit on a suitcase and close it for me.
That's the main thing, isn't it? And how beautifully put. Yeah. Well, I'm glad he's on the mend. That's jolly good.
I've just been in a lot and I've done...
I've
been suffering low-level rage because I felt
Only
ignored.
Low-level? Low-level. Go on.
Expand. Just a simmering fury. You know, just like, oh my God. When you're boiling some eggs in the morning and you just turn them down and they're just simmering.
Oh, God, this sounds terrifying. Go on, tell me more.
That's been me all week. Oh,
bloody hell. Go on.
I felt my needs weren't being met.
Oh, dear. Do we really want to go there?
I'm talking about my professional needs.
Oh, I see. Needs. Okay.
I felt like, you know, nothing was happening and all. I felt angry. But, you know, I've just got to get on with it, haven't I? The story of our lives, we just have to create and do.
So do you know what?
I went into such a create and do mode. Nothing that I can, you know, that's of any use to anybody. Collaging.
Yes, now I owe you an apology here because these are the things that you put up. See, I've just said these things. I don't really like them, if I'm perfectly honest.
Right, it's not your thing. It's not your thing.
I thought that they were just cards that you brought from a gallery and that you put them in a row, but you'd made them.
I'd made them.
I'm so sorry.
But you thought they were from a gallery, so that's quite good.
Well, yes, I didn't zoom in, but, you know, at a glance...
But I tell you, if you'd zoomed in, you'd still have thought they were from a gallery because they were quite well done.
Describe. Go on.
Right.
Tell us.
I got these. Jeff had some wooden board. I don't know. MDF. And he just cut it up. And there were these scraps left anyway. And I used, this is getting snore law, so I'm not going to go there, but I used lino ink and rolled them. And lino ink doesn't dry on wooden board, as I have found out.
Hold on, slow down. Lino ink, that sounds like it's going to stain everything.
Well, why would it? I put newspaper down, Judith.
Well, I'm very, very pleased that you did.
I wore my painting pinny and I put newspaper down and I used a roller. There was something so... You know, I've never painted an entire wall because I just haven't. But it was something about that mindless repetition that I kind of got off on. Using a roller and this sort of... and then I stuck some shapes on them. That's what I've done.
Hence that they are collages.
They are collages, yes. And I wanted to make something for Phoebe's study, right, which is bright yellow.
Oh,
and she came round. Well, it's all right. She came round. First thing she said was, oh, I like those, but I don't want one.
What? She said that in one sentence?
I like those, but I don't want one.
Cheeky
cow, you're getting one.
At once.
And so is my brother, and so is my sister. Fuck them, they don't have a choice, Judith. They don't have a choice.
Of course they don't. Well, at least you're not going to frame it, are you? That was the thing that my mother used to do, bless her, is that you would, you'd make the mistake when she came back from art class saying, that's good, isn't it? Oh, that's really nice, isn't it? And then the next minute she'd framed it, spent a load of money on the frame and gifted
it. I have actually thought about it, but I don't think they require... One is going in our downstairs loo. And okay, right, well, I'm going to get it up this afternoon. I'm going to photograph it in the downstairs loo with the lid down just in case there's a floating turd and people zoom in. You never know, do you? Now then, is Mike back?
Well, Mike's been away. He did a friend's funeral in Sheffield, so he's been away for 2 nights. So I've been doing tray work without the tray to take up, if you know what I mean. So I've had quite a lot of time on my own. 2 nights on 3 nights in a row, really effectively, because out last night as well, on my own with the telly and sort of. You know, I thought, nice. Except after a bit, I do get a bit fed up with it.
This is
do you know
it,
what I mean?
Isn't it? When Jet is still in bed and, you know, I was having my supper downstairs by myself thinking, well, I can watch what I like. And I thought, this is great for a night. And then the second night, I thought, I'm quite lonely now and I have to light the fire myself. No. No, anyway, we should be more grateful, but don't tell them.
No, don't tell them, absolutely. No, 2 nights I enjoyed. 3, I was getting a bit fed up with it. But also I found myself doing something which I never do, but I sort of think kind of older people do, which is, you know, kind of getting a tray with my lunch on and putting the news on. Just thinking, I don't really want to watch the news, but sort of, I bet you when I'm a widow, if I get that far, do you know what I mean?
He'll kill you before he's...
What?
I'm not sure. The thing is, you never know, do you? Let's just say if you are tragically widowed.
Yes. And then I wonder whether I will turn into one of those ladies that has the television on in the background. Do you know what I mean?
My mum didn't.
No, but she was
so
crosswords
strict
and
about
things,
that.
Didn't she?
But when her eyesight went, it all got a bit more difficult. Then there was a bit more television on as company.
Understandably.
Yes, you're right.
Understandably.
Yeah. But by this point, you know, she was 88. I don't know. I just think there's quite a lot of other things you can do rather than watch telly during the day.
Well, I hope so. But I can see it kind of, you know, the little seeds of it. I can see the seeds of it.
I love the idea of you turning into someone who just slumped in front of the television and wasn't dressed till the afternoon, then thought, fuck it, why should I get dressed now? It'd be such... it'd be such a complete change of character.
Well, it would, wouldn't it? It'll happen. As we've said before,
I'm not doing swimming. I'm not going fresh air. I'm closing the window. I'm not doing it.
Well, we're turning into each other, aren't we?
Yeah, we slowly. I've got another swim this afternoon as well.
There you go. Have you really? Yeah, well, you're very good at swimming. You're faster than me, which is really irritating.
Yeah, but it's not. It's not hard to be faster than you.
Oh, stop it!
You kind of go slightly backwards.
I really walked into that, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
I really did. Yeah. No, good. I'm pleased. So you've got your art stuff out, and you're going swimming. So you delayed the tour, and listen, this is good because you're getting some free time. So that's great.
Okay,
Jenny.
Well, that you have just kind of you've done the spoiler, but I have delayed the tour, and this it's going to be made public today. And for those listening who maybe have bought tickets for the autumn, the tour is not going ahead till the January for lots of reasons, mostly mental health. I could not pull another show out of the bag that quickly and take it on the road in good faith without panicking about whether it was going to be good enough. I need more time. I need percolating time. I needed a gap between finishing the memoir and writing the show that goes with the memoir. I was feeling sort of mentally choked up and really, really anxious. I mean, it was sort of, you know me, I sleep like a log, but it was interfering with everything. It was making me seize up. I was dreading going into my study and, you know, trying to write. Yeah. Gosh. That's so not like me. And of course, now that I've got a bit more time, we start at the end of January. And I've got breathing space, and I'm swimming, and I'm doing some art, and then I come into my study, and I you know, it doesn't feel like someone's got a gun to my head.
Well, gosh, I mean, you made the right decision, Jenny. You absolutely did. But also, you know, lots of people, I mean, we won't name names, I mean, bring out memoirs, don't they? And then they do the book tour of just basically Q&As on stage. And you won't do that. You will write a big, bloody show.
Why don't I just do that?
But well, no, you could have done, but, you know, being the perfectionist.
The idea is to write a show that goes with the book. Yeah. And, you know, I had such a great time out on the road with 60+. I just didn't want to let myself and the audience down with a lesser made, scrappy, just shows need time to bed in. It's really hard at my level because a show has to be ready for a 400-seater. It just has to be, and that takes time.
Yeah.
You know, people don't forgive, and social media will jump on your head. And I've freaked out. And fortunately, my management have been really good. They've worked really hard. Everything's been rearranged. The theatres will be getting in touch with anybody who's bought tickets for any autumn shows. They're being pushed into the new year, and they'll just get swapped over. I really apologise for anybody whose, you know, special dates are fucked up by this, but I don't want to give you a subpar show. I just don't. I can't do that.
Yeah. It was good.
I don't have any chances. Do you know what I mean? It's just like people wouldn't go, oh, she's new. She doesn't know really what she's doing. This is just a false step. People would just go, this is just rubbish.
Well, I doubt you wouldn't. You would never have written a show that was rubbish. But I think you're right, because, you know, keep your standards the way they are. And
thank you.
No,
Judy.
You're right. You're right to have done it. I'm very proud of you. I'm proud of you, my friend.
Right. Let's get off that now and get on to the weather and gardening.
Well, it's still bloody cold here.
Freezing, Judith. It's freezing. Oh, Jeff wore bed socks. He wore, well, they're not actually official bed socks, but he wore socks in bed.
I don't like that feeling. I don't like it, even though I'm very cold. What?
No, I didn't. I didn't touch his feet. You know, I didn't. I didn't know he was wearing them, to be quite honest. You know, because I think that would have freaked me out if I put a leg out and touched a besocked foot.
Yes. I know what you mean, but I don't like that feeling of having a sock on. No, I don't.
I can't do it. Even though I'm freezing, I can't actually sleep in anything. There's a point where the pajama bottoms come off, and there's a point where the top comes off.
Oh gosh!
Yeah, I always wake up naked.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, that's a new one on me. Right. Yeah. Okay.
Sometimes I have a little stroll around.
There we go.
Check myself out in the mirror. Try and suck my tummy in.
See, if you were next door to me, I'd be having a right old look at that, wouldn't
you'd
I?
You'd be on your balcony with your bucket and you'd be sick in the bucket. There you go. That's what you need the bucket for. So how does your garden grow, Judith?
Well, we had a bit of sunshine at the weekend, and you know, you don't have a garden, do you? Much of a garden, but sort of at this time of year, you know.
You cheeky cow.
Well, B&Q and all those big places, you know, they start to bloody run out of all the plants because all the gardeners, Easter weekend, you see, they all go out and they buy the potato plants and they buy the tomato plants, and then all you've got is the bedraggled stuff that no one can be bothered in the shop to water. So you have to kind of, you know, so last weekend was our weekend for going and getting all the stuff, and it was already quite dwindled, I have to say.
Oh yes.
So you get it all back, you know. Oh, we've put a fortune in the garden centre, which is not difficult to do. And of course, you have to plant the whole fucking
I know. What I really like is choosing plants. I do it mostly online, you know, bulbs and stuff. And I like receiving them, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
then I think, shit, I've got to do, because I've just got some, because you bought me some dahlia bulbs and some ranuncular bulbs.
Yes, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. There's some things coming up. I just don't know whether it's weeds or the actual thing.
Well, give it time. Don't. Yes. Where do you do your potting up? Look, I'm just thinking about where do you keep your compost? Because you haven't got a... Have you got a garden shed?
No, of course we haven't.
Oh, Jenny. Well, where's your potting shed then? Where's your potting area?
I don't have one. Just do it.
You just do it on the...
On the floor.
Oh, God. Mind you, I suppose that's okay, but no, you see, we've got a potting shed, we've got a greenhouse, we've got vegetable beds.
Well, that's because you live in the countryside. You haven't got a bus route outside your house that you can put the twins on and get them to sleep in within a stop. So you can't have it both ways. No, you can't.
You can't.
I mean, the only thing I'm quite envious of is a greenhouse. We just don't have space. Though my brother grows beans and tomatoes outdoors. Now, listen, I've gone this time. The bulbs I bought online are from Farmer Gracie.
Never heard of them.
Well, you have a look, because it's quite reasonable and very nice packaging, really nice packaging. And they send a postcard as well, just a really pretty postcard, just to basically say, hello, we're Farmer Gracie. And I just found that very attractive.
Right. Not the sort of thing that I would associate with your kind of... something that you would like, but I'm kind of intrigued now.
Well, just have a little look.
I will.
And then maybe buy yourself a couple of dahlia bulbs and see if they send you a postcard too. Maybe it's just for special clients. Well, I have to say, a lot of my tulips were blind, Judith.
What do you mean by blind?
Well, I thought you were the gardener.
Well, I'm very, very part-time, to be perfectly. Shoddy knowledge, but go on.
Well, I only picked this word up recently from a gardener that I follow, and she said, yes, a lot of mine were blind this year. They don't come out.
Of course.
Yes, yep. And I've got these orange ones. I got had half success with my Sarah Ravens, these big, creamy white ones, fat ones, massive. Yeah. I didn't like them at first. They were a bit of a sickly yellow, but as they sort of exploded, they became creamier, really nice, really strong, thick stems, upright, really good. And then I mix them in a sort of tulip lasagna like we do, like you taught me,
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And with some orange ones, and none of those came out. None of them. Every single one was blind.
Yeah. I think it's been a bad year for tulips.
Do you know what? I think because I've got a neighbour and he said, well, none of mine came out in the back garden. They're all fine in the front. Well, it's not been a good year for tulips.
Too much rain. I think it's been too much rain and maybe a bit cold. I mean, what do I know? But
we'll get some emails. We'll get some official emails from gardening types who just will tell us what we did wrong. Okay.
Mind you, sorry, can't be mentioned of tulips without saying, did you see Gardener's World this week with Monty Don and his tulip garden? When he's done planting, his tulips are bloody amazing.
And but what about that other place they went to with more tulips than you've ever shaken a stick at? Or was that the week before?
Well,
I can't remember,
but
the real field of tulips place, Arundel Castle.
Yes, I think you might be right.
So I know I'm right.
Yeah, well, all right. I know they've got.
It's Monty like our Dom. Top of the Pops, isn't it? It really is. It's like sometimes we don't watch it on a Friday because we sometimes go Ripley, and then what we do, we stay in bed on a Saturday morning because it's repeated at 9 o'clock in the morning.
And you watch it then, do you?
In bed, with a cup of coffee.
What a wonderful... And it's not like you can say, okay, I tell you what we're going to do with that back bit of our garden and might turn it into this.
No, so it's we kind just of, enjoy it for enjoyment's sake.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we sit up when... we sit up, literally, when something comes on that we can actually do, like hostas in pots.
Yes.
They did a big hosta special a couple of weeks ago, and we do have a recurring hosta that every it dies back and you think it's dead, and then suddenly this massive fucking thing just explodes out of the pot.
Wow. I think you're going to be getting a place with a garden.
No, we won't.
Feeling,
well, we won't. I don't, certainly will not. I'm sticking to my bus route, I'll tell you that.
You might be able to do both.
No, I genuinely don't. I'm just not interested enough. But I do love flowers. I genuinely love flowers and plants. Yeah. It's just, I don't want a lawn. I mean, it'd be great for Arlo. I mean, I am jealous of your garden in that respect because, you know, our garden's just on different levels and it's a bit of a, you know, it's a sort
of... But you've got loads of parks. Actually,
we've got so many parks, yeah. And you know, we had such a jolly time. He's so funny, you know. I took him to Peckham Rye Park. He didn't go on anything, Judith. He wouldn't go on anything.
Why?
What he really liked was the lock on the gate. That's what he played with.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Okay, we will move on to Hypochondriac's Corner.
Well, yes, and I do have things to report here, actually. Oh. Yes. Did you get invited, I'm going to say invited, to take part in this massive sort of NHS health research
program?
It
can't be that massive because we haven't been invited.
Oh, well, Mike and I both have.
I bet you have. And I bet you have. I bet that letter came through. Was it a letter or an email?
It was a letter. Why? What is that? What difference is that? Well, do you think they've got us down as older? Kind of old people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, all right then. Oh,
but I can't see why Jeff hasn't got one.
Well, yeah, me too. I don't know. Perhaps it's just postcodes. But anyway, they've got a huge, like, sort of thing in the car park in Whitney Hospital. Loads of people. And it's about a 2-year
study. Did you queue, Judith? Did you queue?
No, very good. There's so many booths. It was like the COVID thing all over again. No, you had a slot. And anyway, so you had to do this. So basically, they monitor you. But the thing is, the reason I'm doing it is that they tell you the results. In other words, if they find something, they don't just sort of mark it on a chart but not tell you, but they do actually tell you. So I had my bloods taken and my blood pressure and all that kind of thing. Oh, that was quite.
But you can't get blood test results immediately.
No, but sort of. So they did cholesterol straight away and my blood pressure, I should say. So they did blood pressure. Oh, I came out very, very, very well.
That's because you exercise. Your blood pressure would be very good.
No, very good blood pressure. I was very, very pleased with myself. But tell you what, my cholesterol level is massive.
Through the roof.
It's I'm the other way around. I had no idea.
Yeah. What are you? How many? What's
7.3.
Jesus, God.
It's quite high, isn't it? I know.
But I'm the other way around, you see. I'm the total opposite. I've got terrible blood pressure, but low cholesterol.
Oh, really?
Normal cholesterol, really? Yeah. I'm not in a danger zone for my cholesterol, no. I'm the total opposite to you. I don't exercise, but I don't eat cream or, you know, mind you, I do. Now, how's your air fryer?
Well, actually, two things have happened. First of all, I've mastered the art of stabbing it enough in the right place to kind of get it going. Mm-hmm. So it's basically, I use it like the oven, but it's quicker. So we're quite encouraged by that, actually. And then on one of my evenings when Mike was out and had my tea on the tray, I saw that Jamie Oliver is doing...
Even I noticed that. He's got a whole programme, hasn't he?
Absolutely, called Air Fryer Meals. Jamie's Air Fryer Meals. Yeah. And so I watched that. I noticed that it was... How did he put it? Product placement. There's a great big notice at the beginning. It says product placement is involved in this programme, which right. I don't think you normally see, do you?
No, no. But this is because it's by Tefal, isn't it,
wow.
or something?
My God, I'd love to know how much they're paying him. I mean, he yeah. must be buying a house, I should
oh
think,
my God.
With that.
Oh my
well, he's got to be, hasn't he? Massive amount, yeah. I would think. Anyway, it's I found myself because while I was there, I even stopped eating my tea and went into the kitchen. It was like a scene out of the 1970s and wrote down all the kind of thing, you know, 125
pen and paper on the corner of the sofa.
Pen and paper on yeah. the sofa. You know, grams, self-raising flour, 20 degree, all that stuff. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And as a result, I made his cheese scones.
You've always almost made cheese scones, though, haven't you? And good. It's something that I find quite appalling, the idea of cheese in a scone. Scone fruit, cheese on cracker.
Well, appalling is quite a strong way to kind of react to that. But,
yeah, yeah.
I think I've got a feeling that Jeff would like my cheese scones, I
no,
must admit.
No, he wouldn't. He want, no, he wants. Oh. If he sees a scone, he thinks jam. He'd get confused. He'd get confused.
Okay, well, have it your way, but I'm going to say that my own cheese scones, cooked like Jamie did them, are my scent and my food sensation of the week, and they were bloody good.
Air fried so cheese scones. Mm. See, I keep trying to say scones because that's what I used to say when I was
Is
brought
it?
Up in the north. But I my mouth now doesn't feel comfortable saying scones, and every time I said scones, just in that last conversation, I felt self conscious. I've become really southern and I want to say scone. Oh, well, God, it's happened.
It's a dilemma, isn't it?
It's a real dilemma. That's yes. a bit of my root that has been tugged out, Judy.
It's kind of sad, but...
It is a bit sad.
There
anyway,
we are. And yours? What's
my
yours?
Taste sensation... Well, I'll tell you what, because Jeff's been off his food, so I have been trying to tempt him, you know, with delicious little things. I fried a couple of lamb steaks, Judith, in olive oil with rosemary sea salt that we got in that Greek camper
oh,
that we got.
Steady on.
I
steady
know,
on.
Right?
Rosemary sea salt.
Yeah, and then I slice them up, right, and we ate them with hummus and pita bread with a rocket and feta and olive salad. It was very simple and very delicious.
Oh, well, do you know, I would not have thought of mixing the hummus with the lamb steaks, but actually thinking about it, it's a bit...
it's Greek. It's very
it's Greek.
Greek
or
it's
Turkish,
very Turkish,
isn't it?
Yes, it's very, yes. And I do like that kind of, that sort of diet. I do,
yes.
I do.
And
sometimes
delicious.
I don't want potatoes.
No, I agree. I agree. Did you put in with that... Some Gone. Pomegranate seeds, by any chance?
No, because they're on my danger list with the mouth ulcers because they are red and fruity. And I'm not too sure whether they're a sort of a thumbs up or a thumbs down. And I am mouth ulcer free at the moment.
Don't take the risk.
So I'm not taking any risks. I'm on the betapath. I'm just going to say for the fellow sufferers, this is what you ask your doctor to put you on if you have recurrent mouth ulcers. It's a rinse. It's called betamethasone. Betamethasone,
well
and it's a steroid rinse that you spit out, and it does work. You have to be religious in using it every single day. So there you go. Okay, right, we've got a new section or segment. You're the producer. would you say segment?
I think it's a segment. Definitely,
we've got a new segment
yes.
for the Older and Wider podcast, and it's called
yes.
Bargain Tips of the Week. Particularly aimed at women of a certain age. So
indeed.
I'm going to kick off this week with something that people might not be aware of. The over 60s get half-price exhibition tickets at the National Portrait Gallery on Mondays, right? Now,
wow.
Mondays are a day many galleries are closed, so it's a good time to go.
That's a good tip.
It is a good tip, isn't it?
Yes.
Because the exhibition prices are £16 per person. And bring it down to £8 for the special exhibitions. Because, you know, the collection is free.
Well, yes, that's what I was thinking. So it's the exhibitions that you get half price. Okay,
yes.
Well, and that's good because that's basically two coffees, isn't it, these days? Kind of.
Well, yes.
£8.
I mean,
it, do you know what
£8.
I mean?
Yes, it is. Absolutely. So it means that two of you can go and have two cups of coffee and spend... It evens out. I can't do the maths, but you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean.
The other tip of the week is that Sainsbury's are doing Breton sweatshirts and they're £14. Now, they're very generously cut because I bought a 14 and it's roomy.
Okay, so wait a minute. Okay. Have they got hoods Or
it's just like a Breton sweatshirt, no hood, not a hoodie.
That's a good one, isn't it?
Isn't it?
14 quid.
Yeah, 14 quid.
That's a
And they're also doing stripy T-shirts as well, which look generously cut, that square cut thing, which is what I need.
Oh, yes. Okay. Okay. Well, that's very much, I mean, that's our summer uniform, isn't it, really?
It's sorted, really. Yeah,
definitely.
Do
you know what I bought yesterday? I had a very expensive haircut at the place that, you know, was recommended by one of the owls. Yeah. Oh, it's a lot of money, but she's very, very good. Anyway, there was a charity shop next door. It was a bit early, so I went in. I've only just bought a fabulous denim skirt, just what I was looking for in my size, for 6 quid. God, sometimes when you get something from a charity shop, it's just such a triumph.
Well, is it one of those? See, I can't get away with that, but because you've got that length of leg, because you're long from the waist down, you can. Because I've seen a lot of younger women trying to get away with the knee-length denim skirt, and they just look frumpy in it because they're not the right build for them. They're quite an unforgiving style, I find, the knee-length denim skirt.
Yes.
But if anyone can pull it off, I think you can.
I think it's the right shape for me, but I'm so pleased with
it. Is it button through?
Yes, button through. Yeah. But honestly, it's really, and it's in good nick. I'm so thrilled with it.
Is there a label in it? What was it? What was the name?
Oh, I didn't really recognise it.
Okay.
But of course, it made me feel that my very expensive haircut was a great
deal
cheaper.
You've evened it out. You've evened it out, Judy.
Yes,
absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
It's the yin and yang, isn't it? Very, very well done. It was meant to be. Right, now then.
Yes.
What other bargains, tips, or have we got to offer our listeners?
Oh, well done. That's a very nice, generous way of getting me into, well, it that really was, into plugging the old Cornwall apartments. Yes, I put something on the notice board and quite a few lovely owls have booked, but we've got some gaps, I mean, and you know, bringing it down in price and so on. So email me if you're interested. I think I've got two gaps in June and two in July and August, and I know people have been asking me about the kids policy, and I think, I mean, it is tricky. It's got a balcony, and so we are a bit nervous about small children going, but let's talk about it if that's putting you off. And yes, dogs are allowed. Smaller turded dogs.
Yeah, the small turded
favored.
Dog. Yeah, yeah. Possibly not mountain rescue dogs. If you need a bin liner to pick up the dog shit, they're not, you don't want them. You don't
exactly.
want them.
Exactly. No. And the little beach in front of it there, you can't take the dogs on in like high season, I'm afraid. But that's, I think, pretty standard policy, isn't it?
And it's three bedrooms and two bathrooms, because I know that's a question you get asked a lot. Are there two lavatories?
Well,
yes, there are. Because Jeff and I have stayed there. And I bagsied the one with the bath in it. Jeff was in the shower room, Lou.
Well, as it should be.
As it should be, absolutely. I'm really sorry. I'm a bit old-fashioned about his and hers lavatories. I want my own.
Are you?
There we go.
Yes,
yeah.
I know what you mean. Anyway, email us if you want, older, wider... bloody hell.
Older, wider pod. I'm going to say it properly. Yeah. olderwiderpod@gmail.com.
Well done. Well done, Jenny Eclair.
And Judith will keep her beady eye out on any Cornwall questions on that email. Okay. Right. We are now going to Culture Corner. I will kick off. I have not seen anything that other people would have heard of, but I had a great trip out because Jeff was still poorly last weekend. So I just thought, I can't just Florence Nightingale all bloody.
No,
and then, you know,
can't.
Arlo came back from Barcelona with his third bout of hand, foot and mouth. So, anyway.
Gosh.
I've done a lot of Florencing.
And, you have.
So I escaped on Saturday afternoon. I went to see some art in a couple of derelict houses in Peckham.
Oh, yes, I saw the photos.
Yeah. It was just such a cool venue for an art exhibition. Mm. Because not only... I love derelict houses. It's kind of my thing. I am really, really happy in a house that has been sort of pared back to its very, very bones.
It's quite niche, isn't it?
Do you think so?
A little bit niche.
I don't think so. I think most people get a buzz out of this.
Possibly. I don't know that I've been into many, but I kind of get it. Yeah.
Well, I suppose I have been in quite a few, because Jeff used to do up quite a lot of houses, and I quite like that sort of the transitional stage, the before the after.
And I think if you can see what you evidence of what used to be on a wall, that is yeah.
That is exciting, isn't it? I know what you mean. Yeah. Sometimes you go past, you know, a sort of knockdown thing and you see sort of floral wallpaper or whatever and you just go, oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, somebody slept in that or grew up in that. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yes.
Anyway, so that was my art trip. And it was only very temporary, so it's gone now. So it's not really very useful, but I did enjoy myself.
You had a fix.
I had a fix. Thank you. I did. That's exactly it. Books, Judith.
Books. Well, I'm going to use the word, I'm sorry, ploughing a little bit through Island of Missing Trees. I'm really ashamed of myself because I know I should be enjoying it more. But I will finish it. But I'm just, you know, I've downloaded something else. And once I do that, I know I'm a little bit. I'm jumping.
Listen, this book, the Island of Missing Trees, got brilliant reviews. It doesn't need you as well chiming in, pretending you like it when it's not entirely your cup of tea.
No, well,
we have to realise that not everybody likes everything, including me. So what else have you downloaded?
I've downloaded something called Strange Sally Diamond by Liz Nugent. And it's sort of, it's grabbed me. And it's kind of, it starts off with this young girl who puts her dad out with the bins when he dies because that's what he told her to do. Obviously, it's a joke. And she's autistic or something along those lines. Sorry, I don't know the sort of exact what exactly she's got at the moment. But it's very unusual and engaging. And
I've heard very good things about this.
Have you?
Yeah. Friends of mine have really enjoyed it. Just a reminder of a book that we recommended some time ago, which Daisy has just finished, In Memoriam, which is a First World War, terribly sad tale, posh boarding school boys.
Oh, yes, I remember you talking about.
Yeah. I have copied you, Judith, on the book front, and I'm enjoying The Echo Chamber by John Boyne. Slightly ludicrous. It's coincidence riddled.
Yes.
But, I mean, he is a very impressive writer. He just slips under a million skins, doesn't he? I mean, this is my second book by John Boyne, and there are things that are reminiscent of each other, but the characters are so different, and the characters, absolutely, every character he writes is so alive. And this one is... It's quite high comedy. If you don't like high comedy, you might feel impatient with it. But I think he's pulling it off.
It's great, isn't it? It's really, and then, of course, Richard E. Grant reading it is just fantastic.
Yeah, that he did a voice. I can't remember what he was doing, but it was so funny. Oh, God, yeah, I'm really enjoying it. Well done, you.
Oh, great, good.
I had an email from a listener saying thanks for the list of suspicious things recommendation. And that is, I think, a great palate cleanser. If you're between two books and you don't know, you're really stuck. Just, you know, this is easy, it's light, but it's very good as well. The list of suspicious things. We are now moving into telly. Now, Baby Reindeer is a difficult one to discuss at the moment, isn't it?
Well, it is, and I don't know whether you're... I mean, I finished them last night, and I think, where are you with it? Have you finished them?
I have started the renowned episode 4, but I haven't got to the scary or terrible bit.
Okay. I mean, Daisy actually said... You know, just brace yourselves for this episode because it is so disturbing. I was kind of a little bit scared of watching it because of that. And it is absolutely shocking. I mean, I so much so I had to keep stopping and starting it.
Yeah. I have to do that with Ripley. We have to do it in small doses. I can't contain the whole, whole hours of it.
Yes, because that, I mean, gosh... In a way, they couldn't be more different. But it's an extraordinary series, isn't it, Baby Reindeer? And in the end, I mean, I won't spoil it for you, but it has massive implications, I think, in terms of, you know, the kind of, it touches so many different themes. It becomes much more than about stalking. But of course, that in itself is amazingly well portrayed. And it spits out some really difficult issues about... You know, potentially, I suppose, naming names and I don't know.
Yeah, it's subject to a lot of debate at the moment. And I don't think that, you know, I sort of feel some sympathy for the writer who's kind of getting it in the neck now. In fact, I don't feel equipped to really discuss it.
Finish the series, I think. I mean, I think it's one of the most powerful things I've ever seen. Right. I think the woman
playing the stalker is
extraordinary. Oh, my God, she's good.
She's absolutely wonderful, I really do.
Oh, yeah, but it's... enjoy is the wrong word, but I think it's basically
watching a life in free fall and everybody surrounding him in free fall, and there's so much chaos.
And it's based on truth.
Yeah, yeah.
You
know, there is quite a lot of controversy over it at the moment, but you know, that we have started that conversation. You can do your own research now. Then,
yes,
Ripley, we're still on. We're just taking it in small, enjoyable.
Yes.
Again, enjoyable, not quite the right word, because that's quite tense as well.
You bet.
But when I'm talking about enjoyable, let's talk about interior design masters.
Oh, a wonderful evening with my food on a tray. Absolutely loved every minute of
it. The challenge this week, dressing rooms at Wembley. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Sophie Ellis is a guest judge. My love for Sophie Ellis knows no bounds. Sophie Ellis Bextor, I adore her. And it was such a great challenge. These big sort of impersonal dressing rooms at Wembley.
Yeah.
Which are, you know, I have been, not Wembley ones, but sort of, I did some rugby arena recently. And these awful sort of, you know, huge dressing rooms, because sometimes they're for teams or they're for bands, you know. They're just big and horrible and... and they had these to make over, and it was such a good watch, wasn't it?
It really was. I mean, it was a big kind of canvas, wasn't it? Because they were big rooms.
Yeah.
I mean, the span, I don't know, we can say, can't we? But the guy who gets knocked out, the sweet little Spanish bloke.
Ben,
I mean, well, he just made everything white, and you just think, the moment I realise that, you just think, you have never been backstage properly, have you, to see the filth?
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't have lasted one performance.
It totally, totally impractical. Roisin did the best work this week. The white space was daft. Sadly, our favourites was a little disappointing.
It was a bit underwhelming, wasn't it?
It was a bit underwhelming. He's going to have to pull it out of the bag next week if he wants to win.
Yes.
I think the cleverest thing in those big drafted dressing rooms is to have a curtain screen between the makeup changing area and the greeting space. That's a fabulous idea.
Isn't it? Because as Sophie said, you know, you're sitting there having a glass of something with your guests, and then over there is your bra and all of that stuff. Really, really clever that was.
I mean, I know what I want in a dressing room, and you know, mostly I'm met with huge disappointment. I want somewhere to... Sorry, I got a bit of acid reflux then. Omeprazole again. I want somewhere to lie down, a mirror at the right height, because I cannot tell you how many are too high for me to see my whole face in.
Oh, and isn't that annoying? That's a bloke that's put
that's
it up.
That's a bloke that sat on a stool, a bar stool, and just thought, oh, it should be sort of 6 feet up in the air. I can't see the top of my head. Fuck off.
That is such a good example of sexism, isn't it? Yeah. I know it's stupid, but... Yeah, maddening. Absolutely maddening.
Infuriating. And I want a bathroom next door, not en suite if it's a small room.
Yes, absolutely. And also I love the fact that she's got two makeup areas in case you've got a couple of people who are on stage or more. It's just really clever. And she will bring out a wallpaper range, won't she? And
she's done some nice wallpaper.
Oh,
work.
The wallpaper that she finds. I mean, we'd all be buying that. So, yeah, marvellous, marvellous, marvellous series. By the way, just briefly, while we're on dressing rooms, I don't suppose you've watched the Imagine on the Pet Shop Boys, a new documentary about the Pet Shop Boys.
No.
I mean, it's got one on the end top in it, so you can't have everything, you know what I mean? But
is that personal, Judith? Is that personal?
A little bit.
We'll talk about that another time. Go on.
It's a really good documentary about the Pet Shop Boys. Obviously, they brought out a new album, haven't they? But the reason that it brought it to mind is the dressing room thing. And you see them backstage. And I think all of that, you know, if you're a superstar like that and you've got the team, you know, like they had. So you saw them backstage and you saw the area that they've got, obviously, for lying down. You saw the area where they get kind of made up. You know, someone passed him the Lipsil. Somebody passed him something else, you know, while he's being interviewed. You just think this slick kind of behind the scenes thing
operation
to make them feel comfortable.
You want someone to pass you your lipstick, don't you?
I do.
Is that when you panic when you're halfway up the ladder and you haven't got your lipstick?
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing that I would come back down for. Yeah. Anyway, that's me. That's me sort of being, I suppose, fascinated as I always will be by
and backstage
really
life.
People.
Yeah, yeah. We want to see a bit of the front, a bit of the back. Thank you very much indeed. I think Judith. Now we're going to have to go to emails because
we have yacked on. We have a bit.
And we've got to do a record as well. You know, an advert.
Oh, I know. So, and I need a wee. I might have to go out in the garden in a minute to do a wee.
Oh, you're in the shed.
I'm in the shed, but I don't know whether I'll make it back to the house. Right.
Right. I'm going to. This is just because you've been talking about Sienna looking for a new house. I believe she's still looking. This is from someone who has moved a lot with her restless late husband. She thought she'd share another tip. We used to drive by and sit in the car very early in the morning and late at night. If there are any nefarious or noisy goings on, it certainly won't have been mentioned, and the agents will conduct viewings at times to show the property its best.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sneaky. Very good.
Very,
that's
very
Jilly,
clever.
And she's aged 63 and 5 months.
Very good. Right, now we got an email from Christine, aged 66 and 19 days. Getting my state pension on Tuesday, whoopee, yes.
Yes, well done, congratulations.
Yes, that's going to make you a bit...
Yes, I've got 2 years to wait.
Yes. Hi, Jenny and Judith. Hearing about you talk how to hurry guests along after a dinner party reminded me of my parents. When they gave dinner parties in the 1970s, she says... While considering it a compliment that guests were happy to linger, there was one particular couple who always would be the last to leave. Oh, yeah. My father would excuse himself and disappear upstairs, later appearing in his pyjamas and a tray with the goblin teas made. Do you remember them? Yes. And urge my mother to join him. More often than not, the couple would get the hint and shamefacedly make for the door. Isn't that fantastic? Oh, good on them. I bet they were great bloody fun.
They do sound good fun, don't they? And just a quick mention to Helen, 56 and 6 months. Because she is the best friend of Yvonne, who gave us the best pork pie from Jarrell's. Helen said she nearly drove off the road when Yvonne got mentioned, and she called her to say listen in, and she's really hoping we could read this email out to surprise her when she next. Basically, Helen wants to get on an even keel with Yvonne, because Yvonne's had a mention, so it's only fair that Helen, 56 and 6 months, gets a mention too. So we are mentioning you, Helen. greetings. Listen, thank you so much, everybody who's emailed in. There are a lot more, but we really are, we're taking too much time away from Daisy, and she's got other podcasts to do, award-winning ones. So we are going to commit to the end now, Judith.
Oh, there's a challenge.
Okay, this is how we're going to do it. What are you going to do for the rest of the day? What have you got planned?
I'm going to see the twins later on, get on my bike, and we're going to see a musical. But I've forgotten what it's called.
What? What are you going to see?
I've forgotten what it's called.
Is it in town?
No. It's in Oxford. It's at the new theatre.
At the new theatre?
Yes. I don't know what it's called. Forgotten.
I'm going to Google that, right? Oh, I can't because we're on the thing and I can't find my phone.
I thought we were committing to the end. I thought we were committing to the end.
Yes.
What about you?
I have got, sort of similar but different. I have got a over 60s swim this afternoon. I love the over 60s. They're quite bolshy. And do you know what I like best, Judith?
What?
If there are any people left over from the normal swims and they're still in when it's meant to be an over 60s, I tell them, I say, get out.
I can hear you doing that.
What are you still doing in here? Get out.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you need a whistle. So. What you need is a whistle. Yeah, don't you? That'll show that shit.
And then I'm picking Arlo up from nursery because Phoebe's in meetings and go to see a play. So I'll pick him up.
We're busy ladies, aren't we? We're busy ladies.
We're very busy women. We're very busy women. And I will do some writing today. Now that the pressure's off, I can enjoy it.
Good. Yes. Okay, I've got to go for a wee now. Can't.
And
stop.
I've got a sticking class tomorrow. I've got cutting and sticking.
We'll talk about that next week.
Anyway, we've got to commit to the end. We're committing to the end right now. Judith, I'll see you soon, okay? Lots of love, Daisy. Thank you very much. Bye.
Toodlepip.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.